our program is going to be jobs, jobs, jobs. I mean, that is what it's all about. And if you don't talk about the economy and jobs, people are going to tune you out because that is the major concern. A couple specifics in that regard, I think, in terms of what we're looking at. We'd like to see Michigan become the best state in the country for small business and entrepreneurs. It's often not realized that half the jobs in this state are created by small businesses smaller than 5 employees. That's where half the jobs in the state are created. And we'd like to really focus on improving the environment, the climate for those. And that has the added benefit of, I think, helping us retain a lot of these young folks. We've got some great universities in this state, in the Upper Peninsula, Tech, Northern, and so forth. And we see too many of those young people leave. The example I like to use is the guy who founded Google. He was a University of Michigan graduate, left Michigan and founded Google in California. It would be great if we could turn that trend around and make these young folks feel comfortable to stay here in Michigan and create these new high-tech companies or whatever it is that they want to go into. So we're really going to be focused on that.
What do you feel is the message that the party has to put forth in order to win the races that are up? And there is many. There are many out there that are up this time around. But what is the message? Because I know that, first of all, you're not really going to endorse a candidate till you pick one. But what message do you want that candidate to carry that you hope will resonate with voters across the state?
Well, more specifics, frankly, on the jobs piece, I think we do need to continue to try to find incentives to help companies locate and grow here. But there's got to be accountability with those incentives, that if a corporation company promises 100 jobs for a tax break, they got to deliver the 100 jobs. If they don't, the money comes back to the taxpayers. I mean, there's got to be accountability there. But I think a critical piece, too, is that there's got to be government accountability. Our state legislatures, frankly, have got to make sacrifices, like all the folks of the state have made sacrifices in terms of pay, get rid of some of these perks like lifetime health care after you reach age 55. They need to share the sacrifice. I think the symbolism, the leadership there is very important. We also, I think, have got to do a better job of basically auditing state government for efficiencies. We'd like to see as a party, audit of all state government functions. Are we getting our money's worth? And if we're not, eliminate the program, change the program, whatever it is, because, again, we've got to live like the folks in Michigan are living. They're going through the same process, right? They're slimming down. They've got to deal with reduced resources. State government needs to live the same way.
We're speaking with Michigan Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer. When we look at the national level, we hear, of course, with the Obama administration, a lot of critics have stepped up saying that they're disappointed, et cetera, that they haven't seen things change fast enough or haven't seen a change. The backlash, or I guess some of that uprising, is that a surprise to you?
Backlash, no. And a lot of it is it's Republicans. Republicans who never supported Obama in the first place, frankly. But let's look at where we were. When President Obama came into office, we were on the edge of a depression. I mean, the auto companies were in terrible shape. The financial markets were in a panic. I mean, this thing could have easily slipped into another depression. And the president and the Congress worked very hard to make sure that didn't happen. Now, things are still not great, but they're not spiraling down further. I mean, we were really on the edge there. So I think that's to the president's great credit, and he doesn't get enough credit for that. He's done a lot of work for us here in Michigan. I mean, basically saving General Motors and Chrysler. They're not out of the woods yet, but if he had not helped them last year, they'd have gone out of business, and the state would be in far worse shape. We'd have lost half a million. Enough more jobs. There's been a lot of assistance provided to us in terms of education, grants for battery manufacturing, and so forth. So I think there's a lot of things there that the president doesn't talk about enough about, doesn't get credit enough for. Now, that being said, going forward, his focus has got to continue to be, and I think we're going to hear this in the State of the Union, on continuing to deal with the economy. We've also got to hold these Wall Street banks accountable. I mean, they got hundreds of billions of dollars from the taxpayers. They got to pay that money back. And we got to make sure that it doesn't happen again. I think people are rightfully angry and resentful of the fact that it looked like Wall Street got bailed out, but Main Street didn't get the kind of assistance it deserves. These banks have got to start lending money and make sure that TARP money gets paid back.
Interestingly enough, it seems like a lot of the major banks have taken strides and have paid a lot of the money back, but it's not getting talked about. It's not getting reported. How big of a factor is something like that in this national and state level of being upset with where we're at?
I think that's a big part of it. I mean, what the Republicans have done is focused on, you know, a handful of negatives, and they keep harping on it over and over and over. I mean, it's real easy to be these Republicans and just say no. They've been complete obstructionists, not helped at all in terms of health care or any of these other things. Heck, we even had a Michigan member of Congress, Pete Hoekstra, one of the guys who's running for governor, who voted against assistance for the auto industry. That's how negative and obstructionist they've been. So part of it is that the president, I think, has not done as good a job as he could have talking about the good things that have been done. But we still have a long way to go, and he needs to continue that focus. And I'm confident that he will. I know Bart Stupak's on him about this all the time. Focus on the economy. My people in Michigan need jobs.
Bart was actually where I wanted to go here next, obviously, with the race for governor and his name in it, him announcing that he's not going to do that and try to maintain and stay in Congress. How does that shape up for the 1st Congressional District?
Well, I think it's great news for the people of the 1st District. As I traveled the district, people agreed with me that Bart would have been a great candidate for governor, would have been a great governor, but they would have sorely missed him as their representative. He's done a tremendous job. As he pointed out in his statement yesterday, you know, he's chair of one of these important subcommittees. He's really gone to bat for consumers, medical devices, all kinds of other issues that have come before his committee. And so he'd have been sorely missed. And as I talked to folks throughout the 1st District the last several days, I think they're kind of relieved, frankly, that he's not leaving, because they really want him to stay.
Once again, we're chatting with Mark Brewer, the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. Mark, as we wrap up with you here today, just going into what's going to be one of the key election cycles in recent history, what is the message that you hope comes forth from the party and the candidates that eventually do end up running?
I think we've got a basic choice for the voters this fall between Republicans and Democrats. The Republicans nationally and in Michigan want to continue to cut wages, cut benefits, and really drive our standard of living down. They want to compete with the Chinas and the Mississippis of the world by making us like them. We have a different vision. We'd like to make this a place where good, high-paying jobs with decent benefits, where you can raise a family and live decently on, that make Michigan a place for those kinds of jobs. I think we've got the plan and the energy and the vision to do that, but that'll be the choice that the voters will confront, whether it's somebody running for Congress or somebody running for governor. Two very different paths for Michigan, and we're going to work very hard to persuade folks that ours is the better path.
Okay, that is good.